This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Why is it always the boys? Why can't it just sometimes be just us girls?
Yeah.
Why?
Right, Hugh, right.
Why is there so many rules?
Right, I hate rules so much.
I hate rules too. Hey, you love rules. What are we talking about? We found this out last week when you filled in for Doc Brown last week. Luke Courtier.
Filling in. I tell you what rules are there for.
What for?
Breaking them.
They certainly are.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel after last week? You did an absolutely stellar job for sitting in for Doc. When we found that you not only do you not like breaking rules, but that you've never gatecrashed anything in your life. So we sent you out into the office to gatecrash, into the hallway to gatecrash another office.
Yeah, I just, there was a car hire business down the way. I just thought I'd check in, see what they were all about, pretend I was a colleague.
Yeah.
Just have loads of colleague chat and be like, oh, hey, Simon, how are you?
Yeah.
And it went really well. And I was like, you know what? I feel liberated.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
it's good.
Free.
I mean, have you been breaking rules since?
Yeah, man. I paid for my bus. No, that's just normal. You pay for a bus, don't you?
I saw you bring in two metros.
I brought in two metros. I took more than my allocation of metros.
You did.
So that was big.
That's why.
I gave an Uber driver like 2 stars.
No, you didn't. Yeah. Come on. No, you're taking it too far. I couldn't imagine you ever doing that.
I did. I gave him 2 stars and then I put, so sorry, man. I just wasn't a great drive.
Why? What happened?
Because he drove over a curb. That's actually true. I was really scared. I drove into it. I'm normally like, they're so chatty and they're always like, any Uber I get into, they're always like,
that story flipped from you being a badass.
Yeah, I'm just not, man. I don't know what's going on. I can't hack it. It doesn't sit on me.
That was so good.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's my week. That's my week.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good week.
Yeah, we played some guitar on stage together.
We did. That was fun.
That was fun. I played with your band.
Down at the Seabright Arms. That was cool. We did our Pokemon song live, didn't we?
Our Pokemon song. I love that song so much.
Well, we might do another one today. There's two more guitars in here.
There's two more of us. How did they get
there? It's just us girls. Whoa. Why not? Let's do another one. Hey, you must be very excited, man. I don't know what the date is today. Is it the 19th? So you must be like less than 2 weeks away from heading up to Edinburgh.
Less than 2 weeks away until I cross the threshold at the underbelly, that purple cowl.
Yep.
And I say, I'm here.
Yep.
I've arrived.
Yep.
And then I just start putting flyers into people's flyer collections.
Yeah.
And just getting in some beaut tourists.
Yep.
Just to come and see some real, real musical comedy.
Are you gonna do all that yourself?
I got some people helping, I think.
Are you gonna jump on the streets as well and give out a few flyers and go, hey, you gotta see this great show? And they go, oh, who is it? And then you're gonna sheepishly go, me. It's me.
Dude, that's my pitch.
It's me.
Stop it, you guys. Stop it.
I'm going to go, but you should come with me.
I love it. I love your bit. You're like, hey, guys, I really want you to see this great show.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, who's doing the show? It's me.
It's me. Oh.
Yeah, I got to do that, man. That's how you sell stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sold it. Mobile phone like that once.
Did you really?
Yeah, back to car phone warehouse.
Sure, yeah. You're on the cold hard streets of life, weren't you? Pushing sketchy sellies.
They sent me a text. They were like, I hear that you've upgraded to iPhone 6. We will buy back your iPhone 5 for £40. So I rocked up in my hoodie.
Of course.
I was like, hey, listen,
yeah,
here's my iPhone 5. They were like, we'll give you £40 for it. And I was like, yeah, okay. And they gave me £40.
Oh, shit. Did you break a sweat? You must have broken it.
What's that guy in the Idris Elba plays him in The Wire?
Of course.
That badass dude.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of all days to be breaking a sweat on.
It's today.
It's the hottest day of the year.
It's getting hot in here. So hot.
So what? That's what we want to know. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or you can email hdfubarradio.com. We want to do a little game now because it is the hottest day of the year.
All right.
Now, we want you to finish the sentence. It's getting hot in here, so... So what?
So you... Yeah. What, guys? I've got one here.
Here we go. Let's kick it off.
It's getting hot in here. So hot.
Take off your trousseau. If we're in Regents of France.
Or if we're in London Fields. Take off your loafers because they're going to really sweat bad today. They're going to sweat really fucking badly today. Today's not a good day for not wearing socks.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. I think we've got more in us.
Oh, yeah, we can try. It's getting hot in here. So keep on your clothes if you've got racist tattoos. Your turn. Quick. It's getting hot in
here. So take off your beret. If you're selling bread.
You
gotta take off your beret.
I'm so glad that wasn't a racist tattoo, because that was close.
That was really close.
we've got some amazing guests coming up today on the show as well. We've got the super funny Rory O'Keefe's going to be joining us in the studio in around about half an hour.
Very cool.
And then not too far from that as well, Holly Byrne.
Man, she's so good. They're both so good.
They're both so funny. They're amazing very, comedians. Very funny. So it's going to be fun today. Fun. All right, get your tweets in. Play our stupid game for summer. I'm going to kick it off with Milk right here on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke with you. Because I'm the thing I just did to my love. Oh! I keep on kicking up them windows. And you keep on licking up my lies. Tuesday Roundup, What Did I Do to My Love by The Milk on FUBAR. Hugh and Luke with you, Luke Courtier, filling in for Doc Brown.
Filling in like cement filler.
Big news, Luke.
Yeah.
Very, very big news. Now, this is big. Now, normally when you go, whoa, what?
someone from One Direction is like gelled their hair different, you go, shit, okay, well, definitely going to be a bit late to work today.
Yeah.
But, man, I reckon this week, most people are just going to take the whole week off work.
Why is that?
Because Kim Kardashian is beefing with Taylor Swift. But it is the mother of all beefs, because this is like, it's actually Kim and Kanye beefing with Taylor Swift. And what's her boyfriend's name?
Tom Hiddleston.
I think it's one word. It's Taylor and
Tom Hiddleston. You're like, Tom, you're too old for that, man. You're too British.
He's not. Tom Diddledum.
No, he's not. He's in it. I'm waiting for him to throw a punch.
No, he wouldn't. That's not very... Unless you box like a gent.
Yeah, that's
a bit more British.
I think he would. I think he'd weigh in.
Hey, I'll fight you. I'm Dom Diddleton.
Shut up, you guys. You're laughing at my name. I'm Dom Diddleton.
Is that what it's telling?
I think that's exactly what he's like. What's the story?
Well, okay, here it comes. So, you know, there's been Kanye West in his latest album had said some stuff about Taylor Swift.
I made that bitch famous,
you know, and another line like, I still think me and Taylor might have sex.
That's it.
So she apparently has been very, very angry because she denies that she had given any permission to say any of those things, right? But then apparently Kanye West has said, well, I had like an hour-long conversation with Taylor about it. She said fine to everything. But what happened is... Kim Kardashian, being the bloody social media savvy, but whatever she is, she Snapchatted the actual conversation, and everyone's like, oh, caught you out, Taylor. Caught you out. Have a listen to this, and you make this, you decide for yourself.
Okay, for yourself.
Okay. Okay, dope. You still got the Nashville number?
I still have the Nashville area code, but I had to change it.
For all my Southside niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex.
I'm like this close to overexposure.
Oh, well, this one is, I think this is a really cool thing to have.
I know, definitely. It's like a compliment, kind of.
Yeah. What I give a fuck about is just you as a person and as a friend. I want things that make you feel good. I don't want to do rap that makes people feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, go with whatever line you think is better. It's obviously very tongue-in-cheek either way. And I really appreciate you telling me about it. That's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I feel I just had a responsibility to you as a friend, you know. And, thanks for being, like, so cool about it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Like, the heads up is so nice. Like, things without, like, even asking or seeing if I'd be okay with it, and I just really appreciate it. Like, I never would have expected you to, like, tell me about the line when we were...
Ooh. So it's a little bit choppy there. It's because it was taken from a Snapchat video. But, yeah, that's her saying, oh, it's like a compliment.
Yeah.
It's like a compliment.
It's a little bit choppy. I wonder if there's a bit of editing going on where she's like, when I say I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex, they've just made stuff sex. They've just edited out the bit where she was like, what? That's so horrid.
What? Are you saying that sometimes media stuff isn't like accurate? What?
Sometimes people use editing for their own purpose.
What? Are you saying that you killed their family? No. Yes, I did, Dawn.
The Spetsnaz still exists.
But man, this has like caused like a worldwide storm now. Like what was the hashtag? Kim exposed Taylor party, and they reckon that's it. Oh, that's it now. You're done, Taylor. You're done. And Kim Kardashian, she's like, you know, she jumped on the back. Apparently, a lot of people have been supporting her because she was like, I really don't give a fuck. So I'll do whatever to protect my husband. All right, I just want to protect my husband. So they're all like super mad beefing now. But
Taylor's like, hold tight, I never heard of this. And then she quite famously said, Kanye never told me about the bit where I said, I made that bitch famous.
Yeah.
Now that. It's probably quite derogatory, I think.
Really?
I think if you were like, really? Imagine if it was you and I, Hugh, and you were a world famous rap star, and you had some classic raps, and one of your latest raps was like Luke Cordier, I made that bitch famous, because I was also at the time a world famous country music star,
yeah,
with great songs such as Luke and the Cacti, and you were like, I made that bitch famous. I'd be sad, but I'd see where you were coming from.
I can understand that. And would you still feel like, how would you feel about the other line where I said that for all my Southside ninjas that know me, I still feel that me and Luke might have sex.
I feel a few things, man. I feel a few things. I mean, obviously, I want to keep open-minded to all the markets. I want to allow the possible. And you know, that weekend up in the Rockies, that was a thing.
Yeah.
So I would feel confused.
I reckon too.
It would be, I would say to you, Hugh, I wish to be withdrawn from this narrative because it's not a narrative that I've ever wanted to be part of since 2017.
Well, that's right. Because like, I would invite you over to my house for band practice. And you'd be like, where's the guitars? And I just thought, well, it's kind of, I don't have Netflix, so we're just going to chill, Luke.
That's hold all on, Hugh. Gonna... Why is your house a mountaintop under moonlight with the coyotes howling? I don't understand.
Hey, what did you say you did about the narrative? That was one of the things that Taylor said. Oh, my God.
I just planted that in because Taylor.
That was brilliant. Oh, I love that. That was really
so I snuck that under the radar.
You really did.
I put that into our hypothetical chat because Taylor basically went, I wish to be withdrawn from this narrative. I wish to be taken out of this narrative.
I no longer want to take part in this narrative.
I no longer want to be included in this narrative. It's not a narrative I've wanted to be included in since 2015.
That's a great line.
It's such a good line.
I like about it as well is that it's like her pretty much every song of hers is about an ex or about someone she's having a fight with. And then now her biggest beef is because someone's written about her and something she didn't like.
Brilliant.
And what's the first thing she turns around and says? Snap, snap, snap. This is not a narrative I want to be a part of.
Take me out of your narrative. Take me out of your narrative, Hugh. I love it. I love Taylor, though. I come down on Taylor's side. I think she puts out some classic pop. I think the fact that she's taken an actor like Tom Hiddleston, who's turned around and gone... Who's turned around and he's been like, I'm a serious actor and I could play Bond. And now he's like, I just want to wear vests and say, I love you, Taylor Swift.
I just want to wear vests and say, I love you.
That's literally what he's up to. He's like a man, he's nearing 40. And she has that effect. That is the power of Taylor.
She does. You're like, you wake up literally going, how the fuck did these skinny jeans get on me?
I turned around to my girlfriend the other night and I was like, Harry, I would wear the vest for you.
What?
Ooh.
Would you?
Yeah, she wasn't sure about it. She was like, you mean you'd debase your brand?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, for you, I would.
Oh, that's so creepy.
I'd wear the vest for you also, Hugh.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, on the Gold Coast.
On the
just in the water. Because it would be so hot.
Because you can't swim. You need a floaty vest.
Yeah, I'd need a floaty vest.
Well, that's all right. It's not your fault.
There are sharks.
Hey, do you reckon that would work, though, that Taylor line of, like, I don't want to be a part of this narrative anymore. Like, I don't know if, like, I used to play a game when I was really young, when we were all kids, where it's like Tiggy, Chasey, da-da-da-da-da, and there'd always be something, would be an object that would be, we'd call Barley. Which, if you touch Barley, no one else could touch you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the theory behind it was, but that's just what it was.
Yeah.
So do you reckon, all the kids are chasing you going, you're right, I'm going to catch you. And you go, no, I'm touching the tree, Barley. And you're like, oh, okay, I can't touch you. Do you reckon Taylor's line, we could like maybe try to get that across the line to just, if someone is saying something you don't like, you just go, sorry, actually don't want to take part of this narrative anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, you pulled out the big guns. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Done.
So if you were like, Luke, why do you keep leaving the fridge open over there? And I'd be like, listen, Hugh, I'd actually wish to be withdrawn from this narrative. This is not a narrative I wanted to be part of ever since 2015.
And then what do I do? I've got to put my tail between my legs and walk away going, you won this round, buddy.
You won this round, buddy.
You won this round. It's like you're in a job interview and they're like, cool, so just a few discrepancies on your CV. So really, you studied at Harvard and Yale, and sorry, guys. I hate to do this on the, but you know.
This is no longer my narrative,
this
guys.
This is no longer my narrative.
Wait,
next question. You're like, oh, okay, move on. Okay, so tell us about Trump card. Actually, you don't say Trump card anymore, do you? No, we can't say Trump card.
No.
Dad, that sounds bad.
Because we don't like him.
I like that. Have you had any narratives lately where you've been like, actually, this would have been a great little ace up my sleeve?
I'd like to be excluded from this. Any narratives that I've recently wanted to be excluded from? That's tricky. I'm trying to think. I think I had a little bit of wine going on, like the other Friday. I had quite a lot of wine, and I got a little bit excited, and I kind of ran around a little bit, tried to do a cartwheel, And then afterwards, people were like, "Oh, you were pretty head up there. You were pretty drunk." And I said, "No, that's not a narrative that I wish to be part of. That's not a narrative that I've ever wanted to be part of ever since last night."
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It works, man. Have you?
I did. I actually had one on the weekend where I still kind of wish. Like, I'm going to have to not say any names here to incriminate anybody.
Okay.
But I was, how do I put this as loosely as possible? All right. So I was at a bar recently, right? Just a random bar. It could have been any bar in London. Mm. But I just happened to know one of the managers there. Mm. Right? But they didn't work there anymore. So then when I went there to the new managers and said, "Da da 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 da, how are you? Blah, 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 blah." They were very nice to me. They didn't know who I was. They were very nice to me. I was like, "Oh, okay, I don't feel real comfortable about this. I'm going to bounce."
Yeah.
And then I then got asked by one of the other people that kind of were involved in there. They were like, "Oh, so I heard there's a bit of an altercation there, and you were a bit of a dick."
Ooh.
I was like, "Actually, no, I wasn't going to say anything."
Did you slam it down?
Did kind of slam it. No, I didn't really. I just kind of was like, "No, you got it twisted, but like, I don't like beef, so this is not really a narrative I want to take part in anymore."
I wish to be withdrawn from this narrative.
It's not really a narrative I want to be part of anymore. I was like, well, you know what, because I don't know. Look, sometimes you never know what's going on for people. Someone might be having a shit day. They might be having a this. I'd prefer to just go, look, you know. So that's definitely one I was a part of for sure.
I remember it's like being in a leaky canoe sometimes, and you're just rowing, you're just in a beautiful river, and the canoe's leaking, and you're there just with a couple of guys, and you're like, "This isn't my narrative, guys.
No,
this isn't where I'm at.
No,
I wish to be withdrawn."
100%. I even had one when I was this morning. Actually, I was walking up some steps in near Swiss Cottage Tube, and as I got to the top, there was somebody there with a pram. So I was just about at the top, and I was like, "Nah, come on, I'll give you a hand." So I grabbed the pram and I helped the little toddler and the mum down to the bottom, and I was like, "Yeah, high fives all around, high five the kid, woo!" Ran back up the top of the stairs, feeling all, you know, woo, woo, life, Huey. Got just as I got to the top, there's another pram. I was like, "Oh, damn it! There's no one else. All right, come on." I was like, "Do you want a hand?" And they're like, "Sure." And then I got there and I kind of tripped. And then the guy said to me, "Can you please be careful?" I was like, because I kind of tripped, I stumbled a little bit. And I was like, "I don't think I might be part of this narrative anymore." Just going to pop your kid down here.
I'm just going to leave. Yeah, I think you could use it on a date. If you were having a bad little Tinder date, something like that.
Yeah.
You were like, "I just don't think I could be part of this narrative."
No.
I never asked to be.
No. Have you been asked an awkward question on a date where you've just been like, "Nah."
Why does your phone keep ringing by a friend of yours that's trying to pretend that he's your dad in order to try and make you get out of this date? to which I was like, "I don't know."
No,
that's my awkward question. Have you?
Oh God, so many. You know, like, what was it? What was one that had a while ago? It was, "This isn't actually a date. Like, you've just sat down at my table." And I was like, "Whoa, hang on, lady. I'm taking my drinks back, for starters. This is not a narrative I want to take part in anymore."
I love that. "This is not actually a date. You've just sat down at my table, ordered a bottle of Merlot, some chocolates, and several strawberries."
Yeah. I was like, "What? That's definitely a date. I put in a lot of effort here.
I mean, I don't know you, but..."
I mean, sure.
I will.
Yeah, you know. God, I was going to share it with the guy you're there with. Really mean. Really, really mean. Hey, we got Rory O'Keefe not too far away. He's going to join us in the studio, I do believe.
Very exciting.
Don't forget as well, get your tweets in. We want you to play a game. It is the stunning outside. It's the hottest day of the year so far. So we want you to help us literally finish the line. It's getting hot in here. So, hot. So what? So cover up your pits? It's getting... Do you know what I did see, actually?
This is pretty amazing. Go.
This is a little fan, an underarm fan that you can attach to your pits for when it's a really, really hot day. Because even mine are sweating a bit there, and it's quite cool in here. But it's like a little, you know, almost like the little hand fans that the bus drivers have.
But you have it clipped to your shirt.
You clipped your shirt!
Ooh.
Don't you reckon that's a good idea?
Oh, that's a good idea. You could clip one to your hair as well, so you get forehead fanning.
Oh, constant. I like that.
Just rock up with loads of fans clipped to different bits of you. Be like, hey man, how are you? I'm cool.
Cool, you have them all over and you just be a constant Michael Jackson video clip. Oh. Ooh. All right, get your tweets
so
in.
So fan.
We'll get those up very, very soon. Here's some brand new stuff from Rizzle Kicks. We've been playing this last couple of weeks. So good to have the lads back. This one's Everyone's Dead on FUBAR.
Everyone's posing, everyone's nosing, everyone's got someone by the scrotum. Everyone's choosing, nobody's chosen, everyone's dead. Yeah, don't come at me with that dead ass vibe, you little sheep. I count you in my bed at night. You want beef or the stakes are high? Call me Sega, I got Mega Drive. Used to be a deadbeat, now I kill a mic till the beat's dead. Yes, please, if you wanna vibe on my peep, say yeah. Under your skin like an ingrown hair, see I'm straight to the point. All about honesty, you wanna be gone, you little wannabe. Yeah, I'm really not bothered if we're nominees. See, I'm more concerned about monomy, that's my friends. Yeah, in French, did it in school, did you think I was dense? Used to be pensive till it made pence. Used all my senses till it made sense. See, wheelchair man never sit on the bench. I'm way too offensive to sit on the fence. You're too narrow-minded to live on the edge. So I'm sorry to remind you we can't be friends. Everyone's posing, everyone's nosing, everyone's got someone by the scrotum. Everyone's choosing, nobody's chosen. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead.
I've seen a lot of things, but I never thought that I'd see this. I've seen brain dead adults that act like children, cause they're not getting their fix. Oh, I'm reality, reality. They haven't got a danny about what the fuck is happening. So engrossed in a world full of mannequins, fake ass people and fake ass challenges. Dazed and confused, lazy and bemused. Think for yourself once, you may be amused. And don't get lost by the raving reviews. And just follow suits like you're chasing the shoes. Cause sooner or later that you'll get found out for not knowing more than a pound. You're so trapped by the bright lights and shout outs. Bruv, you never know when you're going down. You're going down.
Everyone's posing, everyone's nosing, everyone's got someone by the scrotum. Everyone's choosing, nobody's chosen. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead. The Steezy,
Mr. Sylvester.
Roll up to your yard in a Ford Fiesta.
Swag level on a million.
Ray-Bans dark enough to have the Daily Mail. Call them immigrants, killing it.
I like a lot of people, but I trust few.
Text people, I hate saying love you.
Then kill them in a WhatsApp group like,
everyone's dead.
Mad ting, what you up to?
Come through telling you to bump my shit. Cause I'm ill enough to make you need to duck my sick.
Left the room for a bit, but now we come back in. And everybody's doing one damn thing.
And it's boring.
Morning, yeah, we've been top of the pops.
So we're happy when we pop to the shops.
We'll keep running our gobs
until the queen takes LSD.
Pigs fly.
Or Tiny Temple wears socks. Gone.
Brain dead adults. Brain dead adults. Brain dead adults.
Radio presents.
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated.
I'd just like to know what Bubbler Ranks thinks about this.
Tweet Bubbler Ranks.
Say Bubbler, you're obsessed with your Twitter. Come on the show. Don't actually come on the show.
Yeah, for real.
Bubbler wants to come on the show. We will let him.
You will let him. We won't be here.
Where are you going to be?
Somewhere safe.
Yeah, somewhere safe.
Imagine that if a guest did come in and then just started.
Started wanking in here. What would you do?
Would Bubbler come in and then get his dick out, or would he have it out there and then ready just to come in and sperm everywhere?
I don't know. No, it's Nat. It's up to you. It's completely your fantasy, Nat. You tell us how it goes.
Every Wednesday,
Kane and Sylvester Incorporated
from 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Like that, Daphne.
Yeah.
Do you know what reminded me of a little bit? Oh, sorry, you're on FUBAR. Hugh and Luke with you. I'm Luke Quartier filling in for Delcus McBrowneth, Dr. Kenneth.
Filling in like cement.
What it reminded me of... Like I was watching the I was watching Wimbledon with someone recently, and it was like we're just pissing ourselves laughing with all the line, the calls from the line, you know, and they go out, fault. Well, they just go, ah! And everybody seems to completely understand what they're saying. Ah! Like, oh shit, it was a fault, double fault.
Ah! I love that.
That's what it really reminded me of a bit. I was like, oh, double fault. That was definitely double fault by Daphne.
It's like there's a big cattle prod that comes from the yeah, quick, hit that guy. It's a double fault.
But I just like the most impressive thing I've found about Wimbledon was how everybody completely understands what they're saying. When there's like, you know, somebody hits the net and they go, and it's like, oh shit, was it? I did not know.
Was it?
Luke Cordier, I kind of feel bad. Like all the producers are sitting out there, poor Jakob and Adam and Will, and they are boiling hot. It's kind of nice and cool in here.
It's so cool in here. I feel like an Eskimo just surfing an ice cube on my way back to Greenland.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
An Eskimo surfing an ice cube on my way back to... Do you reckon they do surf? You're like, well, that went deep there.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they do surf ice cubes? Oh, it's like to surf an ice cube.
I think it's hard. I think you need a lot of core strength.
Yeah.
And
very cold water.
Very cold water. Your thighs need to be in impeccable condition.
Yeah.
More so your tiptoes. Because really? The surface area on an ice cube is remarkably small.
But it's still Red Bull sponsor it, and every year it's a huge success.
It's massive, man.
The Eskimo ice cube skate surfing competition but around the world.
If you can master it, the rewards are boundless.
They really are. Huge endorsements.
Big endorsements.
More ice than you could possibly imagine.
Man. Like every time you have some water, there's going to be ice in it.
Every single time. Hey, who's laughing now? They said don't drop out of school. Yeah. That's exactly how Biggie Smalls felt.
The interview, the players are, it's really intense, but like I just stared on the ice cube to the end.
Literally. That's all I have to do.
That's all you have to do.
You know,
don't steer.
Fight the, punch the old polar bear in the nose. It's the same theory as sharks. I've got a lot of friends that are Australian and American surfers. You just got to punch him in the nose.
You just punch him in the nose. If a whale eats you, eventually you'll come out the other end and you'll keep serving your ice cube.
And it's remarkably cold. You'd think it's hot inside a whale's stomach. It's not.
It's not.
It's very chilly.
Plankton don't taste nice.
They don't.
They taste like old, old carpet cheese.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's apparently, yeah.
How do you know?
I might have made it up.
How do you know? I don't think you did. You said it with such surety.
I think I've worked out it's better to say things with surety.
Oh, definitely.
Than, like, to be unsure.
100%. People believe you.
Yeah.
People want to believe you.
Yeah.
So you say things, oh, no, that was definitely 1844. You're like, what? Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I was just trying to figure out when we go to the pub. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, sorry.
Sorry, I wish to be withdrawn from that narrative. That was not a narrative I've ever wanted to be in since 2015.
Thank you very much. We are doing, because it is very, very hot today. It's beautiful. It's nice and chilly in here. So we're doing a little game. Finish the sentence. I've got one for you. It's getting hot in here. So I'm glad I'm in the studio, not out sitting there with the producers sweating balls. It looks like a sweaty crack fest out there. Is it? It's a sweaty crack fest.
Yeah. We got some come in.
Have we?
Yeah,
oh, good. Yeah, can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com and literally finish the sentence. It's getting hot in here. So what? What would you like to share with us? Dear friends of FUBAR, what would you like to share?
What you gonna share?
Yeah.
Let's hit some.
Done.
Right.
What do we got?
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, who's this from?
So, says Oliver.
Okay, let's do Oliver.
Let's do it proper.
Here we go. It's getting hot in
here. So ring out my underpants after getting on the central line.
So ring out my underpants after getting on the central line.
Oh, man.
It's disgusting, but on point.
He's a man after my own heart.
But on point. Yeah, I can just imagine the tube today would be a nightmare. That was disgusting. I rode my bike to the studio today and it was
mighty fun.
I just got out the shower, so my locks were all wet, and I was like riding and the wind and the locks and the wind and my locks and
it's
the bike.
It's good, man. It's got volume today.
Great combination.
So much volume. How'd you get that all in there?
I got a very, very biodynamic, organic blow dry from world, from life, from wind today.
Yeah.
And that's the best kind.
Yeah.
You know, money can't buy that kind of.
That kind
treatment.
Of blow dry.
That kind of treatment.
We got another Tom. Let's do Tom's.
Okay, let's do Tom.
You ready?
Here we go. It's getting hot in
here. Reconsider all your life choices because the office cubicle is like a prison cell.
Yeah. I know. It's a bit like that today. It's definitely days like today. You end up going like, or should I move to Spain?
Who was that guy who did the janitor job on the island? They were like, this is the best job ever. And he like, applied for it and got it. And it's basically like you're a janitor for an island.
Right.
Literally off like Tasmania. And you just chill out and obviously like make sure it's clean.
But it still sounds like a pretty, forgive the pun, it's still a pretty shitty job, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're on a, just say, I mean, does it really matter where you are if you're cleaning shit?
True.
If you're cleaning out someone's poo out of a toilet bowl, does it really matter where you are?
True. Maybe it was quite bad. Maybe it was more like, maybe there were good incentives, like company car and,
right,
you know, like free coconuts.
I mean, in all fairness, I mean, it is nice when you finish work, you'll be able to go to the beach and do stuff like that. Like, do you want me to regale you of a time when I used to live on the beach, Luke?
No, because I'll be sad. But go on.
I tell you what, it was nice. I used to like wake up in the morning and I'd surf. I'd never wear shoes. I don't think I ever wore shoes. Ever. Ooh. And then I used to I'd surf for an hour or two, and then I'd sit on the beach and have a bowl of muesli or, you know, granola or something. And then I'd go to work, take my surfboard to work, wouldn't wear shoes at work, and then I'd run out of my lunch break and surf for about half an hour, come back to work wet, and then have my surfboard, and then go back out and surf after work. And then I'd go and sit at the top pub, and then I'd have a beer, and that's how I'd end the day.
Who the hell are you?
Doesn't that sound nice?
Sounds horrific.
On a day like today.
I'm so jealous.
That was my life.
That's your life.
I was like 18, 19, what? And feeling very positive about the world. And now, I've got amazing things now. I've got a bike and organic blow dryers. Life's still pretty good in my book, Luke. It's still pretty good in my book.
I'm so jealous. I've just got the men's ponds at Hampstead Heath.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Well, it could be worse. I mean, you could have been like Tom, who's Oliver. He's got needs to wring out his underpants after getting on the
Oliver just going back and forth on the central line all afternoon.
Someone's going to wring him out eventually. It's not if, it's when. Yeah, all right. Who else
we got? We got some more. Let's get let's get June's.
Okay, here we go, June. It's getting hot in
here. So hot. Make a paper fan like when you was in school.
Make a paper fan like you was in school.
Cool. It's pedestrian.
I don't think I ever did that.
Did you not?
Don't think so.
No, there's big racket. Big fan racket.
Really?
Yeah.
You make one out of paper. Just like you fan your face with it.
Yeah, it's a thing. You could draw, like, put some mauve on that. Draw a couple of tigers.
Oh, wouldn't you need, like, a laminate one? Wouldn't that be better?
I mean, you have to make do with the resources that are around you.
Who went to the private school? Oh, yes, we always only ever drew
on
A4 lined laminate paper.
Sir, would you pass me my quill, please? I'm out of ink. Juice that beetle over yonder.
Poor June. It was a tougher time.
I feel for you, June.
We got one more hiding down there.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Let's get that. Hannah goes like this.
Here we go. It's getting hot in
here. Make sure you wear deodorant.
Yeah, man, it is going to be a stinky day today.
She's just practical. These last two are pragmatic.
Yeah,
they're not messing about.
Are you a sweater? Do you get a bit stinky?
Yeah, I am. I bought this beautiful deodorant from Vichy the other day.
Oh, do tell.
Oh well, I tell you what, I went like this. I hold up. I was cycling down the King's Road in Chelsea, and I hopped off my bike, chained it to a lamppost, went into a little chemist, and I was like, "Well, my good sir, tell me the deodorant that is not Lynx."
No,
because I felt like I was too old, so I bought some Vichy deodorant. £10.
£10.
Oh yeah.
All of a sudden, not too old. No,
but I smell so fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, which way are you going to go?
I don't know. I remember like one time, it might have even been not that long ago, actually. It might have been about, I don't know. I was definitely in London anyway, but I was, I'd been out and I forgot to put on deodorant. And I'm always quite fastidious about that. I like to have a nice little perfume on, a nice little deodorant on down there as well. And I had gone out and it had been a bit of a long day, and I think it might have been summertime. It was a bit hot, and then I started stinking, and it wasn't until I got to this bar, this club, whatever it was, some dodgy club, I can't remember what it was. But I was really stinking, and I didn't realise until I went into the bathroom, and I was like, damn, I stink. And then I noticed that they had, like, it was a pretty, well, I can't remember what the name of the bar was, but it was a pretty shitty bar. And they had literally a dispenser, like a condom dispenser, and then they had another one for
cheap perfumes. And I was looking at that guy, this can't be a good idea. This what? There is no... All right, I'm doing it. Fuck it. I'm doing it. I did it. And it was literally everywhere I went. People were like, literally had thought that I'd either use some kind of toilet spray or something. Like, I was better off just trying to like punch out the whole pheromone.
Why do you smell like Tic Tacs?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I really instantly regret that. I felt like that scene out of Anchorman where they're like, oh, you smell like Bigfoot's dick. Prison shower, the whole... Why did I do that?
Oh, man, you know that kind of... You can imagine buying a bar like that and being like, this is my bar. I've designed it so that people are going to come in here and they're going to drink warm wine, buy condoms and cheap perfume.
Oh, yeah.
There's a romance to that.
I think so.
Yeah, I see where it's coming from.
Yeah. Hey, well, you go for a quick shag in the toilet. Oh, not smelling like that, you know, buddy.
Oh, no, no, no. Like, well, we got another one. Oh, science. Should we do Simon's? Let's
okay.
do Simon's.
Let's do it. Here we go. It's getting hot in
here. It's so hot. Leave work because workplace health, safety and welfare regulations 1992 paragraph 7 states that it's an unreasonable temperature to work.
Oh, right. Smooth, sir. I wonder if that's true. Because I used to try to do that at school because it would get very hot. And like anything in Australia over 42 degrees, which I know seems pretty wild, would be like, legally we don't have to be at school.
Wow. That's cool. I wonder if Simon's nailed it.
He might have.
He might have absolutely just nailed it.
Hey, Simon, we really need you to actually do some work today. Not only, Simon, do you not have to be a part of this narrative anymore, but you are fully entitled to leave and go down to Brighton. Fully entitled.
Mate, read the small print, guys, like Simon did.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's clever.
That's super clever.
Have you done that? Have you pulled out the law book on someone, or even the law before, and someone's gone, hey, like maybe you're at a job or something like that, and someone's gone, hey, and you're like, actually, yeah, legally, you're not really allowed to do that.
Legally, I gotta go.
Yeah.
No, I haven't actually. I've wanted to, but I've always just felt the rules are there for a reason.
Oh, Luke.
Not to be broken.
Oh, we need to make you break more rules today. We really desperately
and the rules are there for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so I haven't Simoned it. I haven't got into the legal textbooks enough to be like, hey, guys, I'm going to put a Simon on you.
Yeah.
And withdraw myself from this narrative.
That's what it would be, pulling a Simon.
Pulling the Simon.
I actually had a friend of mine did that not too long ago here. They were took a sick day off work, right? And then the work said, we want a doctor's certificate for the next day. And then they came back going, and they were like, what's wrong with you? We want a doctor's certificate. And then my friend were like, came back going, well, actually, legally, you're not allowed to ask me what was wrong. And unless I've had more than 3 days off in a row, you're not even allowed to demand a sick note. That's what they came back with, the whole legal. Unfortunately, on zero contract hours.
It was like, cool, we'll just have the other guy who complains less.
London.
I love that. So obviously it's an asset to us, your ability to read small print.
Yeah.
But the other guy will just do the thing we want him to do.
Yeah. I did that. I did that once when... I remember maybe when I was 16 or 17 or something like that, I would just being started doing like sort of pre-uni law, like learning about it at high school sort of thing. So I thought I was like well savvy, and back in those days I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to be a lawyer for sure. Like if anything, I'm going to need to represent myself at some point. There's no doubt, you know what I mean? So I'm getting ahead of the game right now. So I thought I was all savvy on the law. And then I was at a party that weekend, and then the cops turned up to the party, walked in to the house, like a big house party, you know, probably 60, 700 people or something like that. And I went up to them, right? Can you imagine this 16-year-old kid, right? I went up to them like, whoa, what are you doing, lads? Did anybody invite you into the house? Now, like, I beg your fucking pardon, get out of my way. And I was like, legally, guys, unless you have a search warrant or you've been invited into the house, you are not allowed to come in here. You can ask if they are allowed to come in here, but if nobody said you're welcome, then you have to leave. You legally have to leave. And they're like, shut down the fucking party right now. I was like, legally? You know that I'm right. You know I'm right. Get out of the house. And they're like, fuck, we'll be back, mate. We'll be back. And
you
they
get
did.
Him.
They left.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? 16-year-old kid I found on top of the world.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Until they chased me home on my skateboard.
Do you remember that interview? There was this brilliant interview with this kid in Sydney, like about a year ago, and he like had this epic party. that was such so epic yeah. that he put it on Facebook and like 200,000 people turned up. It's something ridiculous. And the radio, but the TV presenter interviewed him the next day, and she was like, "You know, I hope you're really like feeling quite bad about this."
Yeah.
And he was like, "No."
No.
Why? Why'd you do it? Because it's a rad party.
Yeah.
Because I'm really cool. It was so, he's the most unrepentant kid.
Yeah.
He was just like, it was great. But you've cost your parents $300,000 in damages. And he was like, yeah. But it was a great party. It was a rad party.
Yeah. I think that was Corey, wasn't it?
Yes.
Corey Worthington.
Yeah.
He became really famous after that. He had to get management and stuff like that. People were just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, let's get Corey to throw us a party.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Corey, come to Vegas, man.
Oh, God.
It's how to do it.
It is how to do it.
It was the most unrepentant TV. I think there is a level of, like, unrepentancy. I admired it. From the other side of the law, I admired it.
Yeah. Well, it's just not a narrative. I want to take a pint. Sorry, lady. Hey, we got Holly Byrne. He's going to join us very, very soon. We're still trying to track down Rory O'Keefe.
Rory,
who knows? Maybe Rory.
It's getting hot in here.
So Rory can't do interviews. I don't know.
Melted.
Maybe. It might have been.
Maybe.
Maybe there's something like that going on.
I feel like he's near. I can feel him. I know him. I can feel when he's near.
You do know him, don't you?
I know him. Yeah, he's great, man. He's funny guy.
Yeah.
He's got his show coming up. He is. I've seen him do quite a lot of stand up.
Right.
I've seen a couple of his gigs. He's great. He's super cool. So I get a tingle. I get a tingle when he's nearby.
It's a little Rory sense.
Yeah, a couple of hairs on my neck go, hey, Luke, there's Rory, isn't he?
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing him very, very soon.
Yeah.
And then not long after that, Holly Byrne as well.
Oh, man, I can't wait. He's so cool.
Very excited. Here's our MIA for you. Go off. I'm Fubar for the Tuesday Roundup.
No focus lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong. Lost our cause, it's trick, you tell you got it wrong.
People up position, I said we up on the level up. My name is Neymar, and you know I'm the number one. There is no competition, I gon' tap and you gon' listen. I'm on 10 like men, even better than them. Yeah, I don't need fuckers like the German cause then. My third eye is open and my fuckers ain't joking. Yeah, you get it wrong, cause my fuckers is so strong.
No focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Go off on them. Go off on them.
No focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm pressing buttons, dropping pins on positions, cause my words go far and this rain is so foreign. You go to place I live and watch, I could keep going. Go off on them. Off on them. So check up on the messages, know what the message is. Like alien in villages, we're here for all ages. Fans back home, got my tracks bang long. Yeah, you get it wrong, cause my focus is so strong.
My focus lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Go off on them.
Less I concentrate and now you got it wrong. Focus, lost, I concentrate, you tell you got it wrong.
Lisa, tell your children I came from London. Start talking about me last time, telling she was random. When I was in your life, like I was hella calm. But I had to go off just to stay strong.
Strong. No focus, lost, I concentrate, and now you got it wrong.
Go off on them. Go off on them. No focus, lost, I concentrate, and now you got it wrong. Go off on them. Go off on them. No focus, lost, I concentrate, and now you got it wrong.
FUBAR Radio presents Joey Page.
I'm really worried about Donald Trump. So what are we going to do about it?
Send him a tweet.
Can we?
Here we go. Donald J. Trump. Hashtag make America great again. What shall I tweet him?
We here at FUBAR Radio think you're a monster. What have you got to say for yourself? And then put brackets. DJ Joey Page once had a dump in your tower. Because I did. I went in there for a shit.
Oh, wow. That's the way to stop it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Block up the...
Block up Trump Towers.
Dump towers.
Lovely.
Like.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke sitting in for Doc Brown this week, and we unfortunately have lost Rory O'Keefe. He's gone missing due to the weather. Maybe
the weather, though. He does remain
Very, very funny.
But we do have a very exciting last minute guest, which we're very, very pumped about. Literally BBC New Comedy Awards 2016 nominee, finalist in the Musical Comedy Awards, the Amused Moose Laugh Off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, doing his debut at Edinburgh 2016, the show is called Lunch. Welcome to FUBAR, Luke Courtier.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, you. Thanks, man.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
How you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. Yeah? I'm good.
Where have you just come from?
Here.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you were so quick?
I literally just turned around and then turned back around.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just came from here. I was just with this guy doing this cool radio show. And I was like, I've got to run out and go to do this interview with cool radio show with this other guy.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, amazing. Well, it's great. It's so great to have you in the studio. Hey, one thing that I do like about what you do, because of musical comedy, obviously, it's all very posh. It's all very you. But it's very, very unique. I've never seen anything like what you do. Like, what was one line that I saw in the press a little while ago? It's not often you see a comedian that asks the audience, does anybody like charcuterie?
I mean,
How did this all start, and how did you get to the point where you're like, do you know what, I'm going to do really posh funny songs?
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like there weren't enough of them.
Really? Really? You didn't think you were already, like, you know, flooding an already saturated market?
Yeah, I was like, well, who is here? There's Bieber, there's Katy Perry.
Yep.
There's no posh funny songs.
Yeah.
Ever since 1920.
No. Really not.
I thought Tim Minchin's doing them. He's cool. He's got it on.
Yeah.
And so I figured I'd write a few. They started out posh and funny, now, and then they got weird.
Ooh.
So I've got to. They seem to get a bit darker. But a lot of them are just about eating charcuterie on the King's Road and just chilling out, falling in love.
How did it all start? Like, was it one of those things where people were saying to you, hey, you should look at doing this seriously, or is it something you were like aspiring from a while ago? Or
I think I was doing a lot of acting, a lot of little bits in plays, and I just kept kind of writing little songs about the characters, and I was like, oh, here's my cutesy little indie song about this guy, and I was like, I think the song might be a little bit better than my acting here, and so I started playing them, and I got really into like that kind of like old school walking narrative, those long sort of storytelling through songs, and then but like Oscar Wilde and sort of like that kind of idea of there being a sort of very high society where everything's very dark and people sort of get killed by lions quite a lot,
which we can't have.
we
can't have that.
Yes.
So walking narratives,
so like, you know, just
what about, can you think of like a quick 11 second walking narrative right now?
Yeah,
I mean, not that I'm prepared for this at all, but
I was walking along this cobblestone street, and I walked up and I saw the moonlit door in front of me, and I walked in, I opened it, and a man with a big battery smile said, would you like a battered sausage? And I said, perhaps I would like one of those. What are they like? And I bit into it, and it was so battery and so fried that I walked out of there a different man.
Can I just say, not only was that straight off the top of the dome, but that I said, can you do 11 seconds? My friend, you did 22.
Shit.
22.
Sorry, I just went on. 22? I just went on.
No, it was good. I was going with it.
Thought I'd kind of just tell you a story.
It is good, though, and that's something that I do notice about your shows as well, because I've seen you quite a few times now, is that it is, you do you do seem to really, really jump into each character that you're doing for each different song, which just seems like it's playing all the training, all the little bits and bobs have all sort of come together in this one encompassing show, which is very entertaining.
Yeah,
very entertaining. Oh,
thanks, man. Yeah, it's like different. It's, so at the moment, the show's called Lunch, and it's about people having lunch, but it's kind of about stories that sprawl off from that, and it's about the idea of why is it we have lunch narratively, but also just kind of character pieces and. It's kind of big singing, lots of tapas references, and some death.
There is a lot of death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
very
sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
But it's also the cycle of life kind of death.
Yeah.
Which is important to, you know, that's what I can't wait till I have kids, because one day we're going to take them out for a steak or sausages or something like that. I'm going to go, oh, kids, tuck in. Now, do you remember when we see cute little pigs and cows on TV? Aren't they cute? No. That's what you're eating. Cycle of life. Kids love that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they love that sort of stuff.
They love it.
So that's it. That's kind of the show. And then we're up at the Underbelly Cowgate from the 3rd, 4th of August to the 28th of August, 6:20 p.m.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Hey, how are you feeling? Are you nervous about it? It's your first debut. It's a big thing, man.
It's a big thing. I'm a little nervous, but I'm kind of... I don't know, man. I'd had a nice little gig with you last week, and then we had a packed-out preview with Helen Duff on the Thursday, which was great. And that seemed to iron out some creases.
Yep.
It's like a car. You just keep tinkering with it. I don't know anything about cars, but yeah. Imagine you keep tinkering with them. And you keep tinkering with this and just kind of trying to make it fly.
Aww.
So, yeah, I think it'd be ready. I think it'd be cool.
Amazing, man. So, Laura, let's do the big plug. Mm. It's you're doing the full season.
Yeah.
It's 6/20 from the 4th to the 28th. The only day you're not doing is the 16th.
16th is off, yeah.
Is there a special reason? Is it because it's my dad's birthday?
It's because it's your dad's birthday. I've got to go to Wales. I've got to go to Wales, Sim.
You have to. He's going to be really upset if you don't.
I've got to go there, man. I thought I'd have the one day. It's interesting when we were talking last week about some people going straight through. My show's quite singy, and I thought it would just be good to have one little day. Though I've got another little gig. I think I'm doing Chortle Fast Fringe that day.
Right.
So I've got a little gig, but I was like, I just have a little midpoint just in case you get too overexcited and start losing the vocals.
Oh, brilliant. And what's the best place for people to get ticks? Just the Underbelly Edinburgh?
Underbelly Edinburgh.
Good.
Yeah. Just go on the website, Underbelly Edinburgh for lunch. You get me on Twitter at Luke Cordier, and I'll be like, you go to the Underbelly Edinburgh to get tickets, but thanks so much for saying hi. And the hut down there. There's a little hut.
It's very cool down there. It's very nice, isn't it? Well, please, I'm not just saying this because you're my friend and because, I'm proud of what you do, but please go and check it out. It's such a funny show. It really is such a funny show, and it's so important to also support people who are doing their first show up there because it's hard at Edinburgh. Like, and everybody knows what it's like. You go up to Edinburgh and then you see posters for all these people that are like, oh yeah, they're on the panel show, well they're on the that, we'll just go and do that. That's not what Edinburgh's about. Edinburgh's about going to see as much stuff that you don't know or you haven't seen or giving something a chance. So if you haven't seen Luke before, trust me daddy, go and check it out. It's called Lunch.
Thanks, man.
How was your interview?
Hold on, let me just turn around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good actually. Yeah, I just popped next door. He's a nice guy, really nice guy.
I thought he was a bit of a cock.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought he had great hair.
I don't know. I mean, he did have good hair, but I just feel like
You weren't sure. It's so funny that you guys have this like, conjoined duplex studio here.
It's so weird.
Where you can just kind of go and meet your twin.
Well. That's what we are, Luke. We are,
augmented reality.
We are.
Yeah.
We really are here.
Yeah. I feel you.
But, because we are friends, that we can handle situations like that. Like, just imagine if we were pilots and one of us was drunk. Would we let the other person get drunk alone if we were pilots?
No.
We wouldn't. And that's why up next, we have a very, very brotherly, in arms, potentially dangerous, exciting, fun. It's going to be a roller coaster of emotions.
It's going to be right.
It's right after Crystal Castles on FUBAR. We'll be right back.
Crystal Castles, Sha on FUBAR. Tuesday roundup, Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke, not only is he sitting in for Doc Brown, but he's also looking very tentatively at his microphone.
I am. You all right? I've just taken a philosophical pose. Poise.
You have?
Yeah.
Why? Talk to me, babe.
I got to thinking.
We're never talking to me. All we do is fight and fight. I want to just talk.
All we do is be fighting.
Like we used to.
I just got to thinking about riding planes, riding trains, infrastructure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really just took you away.
How we get around.
Yeah.
Do we walk? Do we cycle?
I cycle.
Do you ride it?
Sometimes I walk. I ride. Sometimes.
Sometimes I will hide.
Sometimes I have to walk my bike, which doesn't please me greatly, but Google Maps sends me up one-way streets and people toot and I get scared.
I love when that happens.
They toot.
Hey, toot, don't be tooting at me.
I'm like, I just ride on the footpath, but I can't because there's another person there
who toot.
Wanted to toot me too.
Toot.
Everybody wanted
to. Everybody be tooting. Everybody be tooting.
I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch out down by the river as well because I always think people just knock you into the river.
I am waiting for that to happen.
I'm so scared about
it. I am literally waiting for the river because I had a guy, I was riding along the canal a couple of months ago and a guy was standing in the middle having a beer with another friend standing in the middle of the footpath. So I rang my bell. I went, g'day. And they like jumped in their way and then they yelled abuse at me. Fucking footpath, get off the river. And I was like, I'm just trying to ride my bike. And I was like, well, if I hadn't caught himself guard, pretty sure he would have pushed me in.
Yeah,
that's a
strong fighting chance there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tricky.
Especially when you get towards the bridge and I keep waiting for like some kind of bridge troll to just pop out and push.
Yeah.
Laptop.
Big into trolls though. Very, very interested in trolls. Big bridge trolls. It's a shame they're all extinct.
Yep.
Great shame.
It's a real shame.
Great shame. So tell me about pilots.
Well, this is exciting because we've been talking about being brothers in arms and maybe this is what happened here.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it does entail two pilots who were apparently drunk, which is pretty terrifying because if you were getting on a jet, a plane, jumbo, whatever, you pretty much feel like you're putting your life in the pilot's hands.
Mm.
So you don't want them to be drunk.
No.
But they were both apparently drunk together. How scary is that? Pretty scary.
Because I think you need to be in control of your faculties to be in control of a flying metal tub full of people 50,000 feet into the air.
Exactly. So, I mean, you think of like Wolf of Wall Street. You know, Leonardo. You know, lands his helicopter in his private yard. Pretty smashed. Didn't look too safe.
Doesn't look great.
So this one was a little bit sketchy. We're not sure. But this is basically from a transatlantic passenger jet from Scotland to Canada. The two pilots have been arrested under the suspicion that they were under the influence of alcohol. Because I guess until they take you off and then give you the blood test and all that, it has to just be under the suspicion.
Yeah.
But for someone to just go, hey, are you guys blind drunk? Like, no. Like, where would you make that assumption from?
How would you have figured that out?
Why did you think that? Well, maybe you should both put your tops back on and maybe stop drinking that beer.
Put down those balloon animals?
The balloon animals, you know. What do you do at parties?
I don't know, man. I can never remember, but there's always balloons.
Always wake up. Glitter and balloons everywhere.
So much glitter.
So basically, this passenger jet, anyway, so it's due to depart from Glasgow to Toronto on Monday, just gone, which is pretty much yesterday, almost.
Yeah.
Pretty close. And the men, the pilots, 37, 30, 39, were arrested by Scottish police. And a spokeswoman for the police said, Police Scotland can confirm two men aged 39 and 37 years have been arrested in relation to being allegedly impaired through alcohol under the Railway and Transport Safety Act 2003, a.k.a. don't get pissed while you're flying a plane, a.k.a. very naughty, a.k.a. bad, bad, bad. And then the Canadian airline came back as well and said, yeah, they've been arrested. That wasn't very cool. Wasn't very cool.
At what point do you think they were like, I'll tell you what we should do. I'll tell you what we should get bloody do is just have cheeky Pinot Grigio.
Just a cheeky one.
The scars are looking beautiful. There are no clouds in sight.
Yep.
I can see the ocean. I can see, is that a polar bear down there? Why don't we celebrate living?
Yeah.
With a cheeky peanut grigio.
Well, I mean, if your flight's been delayed, maybe, hey, and you're like, oh,
long day.
We got another hour and a half.
Like what? We got 20 years of flying under our belts. I think we can hack it.
We can handle it.
We can handle a cheeky peanut grigio.
Right. Plus, it's not like, you know, I mean, it's not like we're on the road. I mean, how many planes really can we, like, crash into?
Exactly.
It's not like we're going to hit the curb and roll the thing out, you know what I mean?
We could just keep it on autopilot.
Could. Don't they do that? Isn't that a whole thing when you fly?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is pretty scary. As I said, they're still trying to figure out, obviously, you know, there's a few more, like, policey things they need to do to figure out. Were they actually drunk? Were they over the limit? Were all these things? Da-da-da-da-da. But they have been arrested. But we do have a little bit of audio from the actual cockpit.
Yeah, we do, we do.
So, but still, all of this is just a part and part of the process of somebody being fully, fully charged. We just know they've been arrested. But so this was a little bit, I mean, it's scary though, man. Could you, I mean, it is definitely scary. Terrifying. There's no, really, there's no really doubt about that. Oh, here we go. So this is it. This is apparently from inside the cockpit, so you can hear.
Ooh, wow. Okay. All right.
Here we go. Check it out. You guys listen and see what you think.
Break, 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 break.
Would you look at that cloud of...
It's so big.
Shut up, you're such a dick.
No, you're a dick.
Did you see how sexy that air hostess is?
Air hostess is
so sexy.
I've been trying to tell her that. You're so sexy, that one. Have you got any more of that whiskey?
Yeah, guys. Heaps of whiskey. Is that a really big dick, or is that a bottle of wine? I can't even tell.
Hey, let me stare. Woo! Oh, that's a bit far on it. Should we do a barrel roll?
Yeah, here we go. So tired, bro.
Are you gonna sleep? I might order some chips. Go and get some chips.
Yeah, get more Heinekens as well. Get more Heinekens.
Oh, yeah, give me another Heineken.
Can I get some more? Oh, God, the service on this is shit.
It's so shit.
Oh, man. Did I ever tell you how much I love you?
You got a cigarette.
I love you so much, man. If not, I would maybe be flying together for a little while. But... No one plans to play about you, man. No one plans to play about you, man.
That's so fucking deep. So fucking deep. Oh my god.
I'm just gonna go to sleep.
Sheila! Can I have a burger with more chips? Really like chips.
Oh, I had the worst dream. I had the worst dream. Holy shit. I just had a dream that I was eating all these clouds. And then I woke up. Where's my cushions gone? No, I think I ate my cushions.
I think I'm... Can you eat clouds? Hey, look. Oh, what...
And then they went into someone's door. So that's the audio that was actually taken from the cockpit when they apparently left the plane and went to a party somewhere.
Yeah.
That was the last thing they heard was the door ringing.
What did they do? They pulled up to this guy. They stopped up in Greenland because they were like, oh, let's just go to my bro Derek's house, this guy's house.
Yeah.
This guy Corey.
Yep.
They just had that, yeah. It's terrifying, actually.
It's really
listening
terrifying.
To that back. Terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Listening to those pilots. Those two real pilots.
Idiots. Yeah. Absolute idiot jerks. Idiots. Hey, idiots. We've got Holly Byrne. Holly Byrne. I do believe he's going to join us very, very shortly on the phone. He's Frank Turner. Thatcher fucked the kids. On FUBAR.
Whatever happened to childhood? We're all scared of the kids in our neighbourhood. They're not small, charming and harmless. They're a violent bunch of bastard little shits. anyone who looks younger than me makes me check for my wallet and my phone and my keys. And I'm tired of being tired out, always being on the lookout for thieving kids. We're all wondering how we ended up so scared. We spent 10 long years teaching our kids not to care, and that there's no such thing as society anyway. And all the rich folks act surprised when all sense of community dies, and you just closed your eyes to the other side of all the things that she did. Thatcher fucked the kids, and it seems a little bit rich to me, the way the rich only ever talk of charity. In times like the 70s, a broken down economy meant even the upper tier was needing some help. But as soon as things look brighter, yeah, the grin gets wider and the grip gets tighter. And for every teenage tracksuit mugger, there's a guy in a suit who wouldn't lift a finger for anybody else. We're all wondering how we ended up so scared. We spent 10 long years teaching our kids not to care, and that there's no such thing as society anyway. Folks act surprised when all sense of community dies, but you just close your eyes to the other side of all the things that she did. Thatcher fucked the kids. You've got a generation raised on the welfare state, enjoyed all its benefits and did just great. But as soon as they were settled as the richest of the rich, kicked away the ladder, told the rest of us that life's a bitch. And it's no surprise that all the fuck-ups didn't show up until the kids had grown up. But when no one ever smiles or ever helps a stranger, is it any fucking wonder our society's in danger of collapse? So all the kids are bastards, but don't blame them, yeah, they learn by example. Blame the folks who sold the future for the highest bid. That's right, Thatcher fucked the kids.
That's right, Thatcher, you should definitely not fuck kids. On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke's sitting in for Doc Brown. And we're joined now by, she's such an amazing comedian. She's very, very funny and an all-round lovely human being, Holly Byrne. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're great.
We're good.
Hey, good. Where are you right now on this beautiful sunny day?
I've just got off the train in Cardiff, and I'm just hovering at a crossroads, because I was sat on a sweaty train with no aircon for 3 hours, and it was 50 minutes delayed. Ooh. So that's lovely, isn't it?
Ooh, less fun. Less fun.
Ooh.
Oh, dude. There's a very nice Carluccio's outside the library, which is always good for a cool lemonade.
Well, yeah? I've not even... Okay, I might do that. Thank you for that tip-off.
Highly recommend it.
Useful.
What are you up to in Cardiff?
Oh, I'm doing a preview of my show. That was a nice segue, wasn't it?
She's good. She's good.
So smooth.
Yeah, it's a sorry tale, and it all comes around back to me.
Oh, bless. Nice. Good. Good. So where are you doing the show tonight? Is there still some tickets left for the preview tonight?
I imagine so. I mean, let's face it, it's the hottest day of the year, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
I'm imagining there probably will be tickets left, yes.
Well, Holly, we have been playing a bit of a game today with our listeners as well. Finish the sentence. It's from Nelly's Hot in Here. Mm. So finish this sentence.
It's getting hot in here. So hot.
So
take off all your clothes.
Okay, oh, you can do that.
Okay,
we were thinking give it a little different spin of something.
We threw it on you.
That's all right, we threw it on you. That wasn't fair.
I meant to make something up? I thought I was meant to guess the next
No, so we've been getting people to just to like make up something because it is quite a hot day today. That's right.
Oh, I see the hot. We'll do it the later. Hot's gone to my head. To
the
be
hot's
honest.
Gone to your head.
I'm just all hot.
How do you cope in this kind of heat? Like, this is fine for me because I'm from Melbourne, so this is normal weather. But is it for you?
Well, I'm from Newcastle. This is not normal.
No.
I enjoy it. I just don't enjoy sitting on a train for 3.5 hours. Without aircon.
No.
But I like being outside in this. But it's that thing when you've got work to do or something and you try and do it outdoors, but it's never going to happen, is it?
It's never going to happen. No.
You might as well have a horrible time indoors instead.
What? In terms of having a horrible time indoors, I think, just to segue in, I think alternatively, this summer, people could go and have a very, very lovely time indoors at your show, Holly Byrne. Oh, I Am Special.
Very lovely. That was lovely.
He's done. Good.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
There probably will be air cons, and let's face it, most of it is going to be in Edinburgh, so, you know, it'll be rainy outdoors, won't it, in Edinburgh? But that's what Edinburgh does.
Pretty much.
Bang on. So tell us about your show. What is it? What's your show about?
Well, it's called I Am Special. And this year, because I mostly do, in the past I've done more character-based things. Like last year, I did a show where I was in character for the whole of the festival. So 24/7, offstage and on stage. I thought it'd be a really good idea to challenge myself to stay in character for the whole month. Now, unfortunately, yes, it turns out that's probably quite a bad idea.
Mm.
You know, for your mental health.
Yeah, definitely.
For your friendship.
Yeah.
For, you know, just for everything. So this year I'm challenging myself to stay in character as myself for the whole time.
I like that because this, you've done a lot of Edinburghs now. This is your seventh coming up,
and you normally do
a lot of characters and do a lot of stuff.
I do a lot of characters, so this is kind of very stripped back. It's the unplugged version.
Nice.
No props, no tech, no characters really. It's just me, you know, on my own with a microphone. You know, it's like more standard piece, like a story show, and it's kind of talking about Generation Y and how we. As Generation Y, we were all brought up to think that we were special and that we could sort of, you know, such as children, we could become anything we wanted to be, we could do anything we wanted, we could have anything we wanted. And we brought up in the 80s, you know, in the boom time, all that kind of thing. And then it's talking about the reality versus the expectation, how we were brought up and where we all are now and why the dreams we had have eluded us and things, you know. And how we were sort of sold a lie.
Wow!
But you know, it's that makes it sound quite dry.
No, not at all. It sounds really, really interesting. Like you got something. It sounds like you got something to say.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I got something to say.
Which is handy in your line of work. Very handy. That's good.
That's so good. And you're on at the Underbelly for the whole month, aren't you?
I'm on at the Underbelly for the whole month.
What are you?
Yes, it'll be a lovely place to come and keep dry from the rain.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. And you're ready. When are you going? When are you actually journeying up to Edinburgh?
When am I journeying up? Well, what I tend to do is I go back to Newcastle first to home, and then I have a night there and just sort myself out, and then it sort of clears my head a little bit, and then I go up to it, and then I drive up to Edinburgh from there. So I'll do that on like the 31st.
Are you gonna stay up in Edinburgh? Or are you gonna just drive up and back each day? I mean, how long to drive?
Oh no!
How long to drive Newcastle to Edinburgh?
Oh, about an hour and a half. But I stay up in Edinburgh.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Good to see.
Yeah.
Nice. And what about you? I mean, you've done tons and tons of TV stuff as well. You know, you've been on Comedy Cuts. You've been on BBC Four's 5 Minutes Funnies, Lee Kearns, Celebrity Bedlam. Tons and tons of stuff. What other things can we keep an eye out in for you coming up soon? And what are you working on?
Well, I'm developing just the same old boring things. Developing things, writing things. You know, things in the pipeline, lots of irons and fires and stuff like that. But I've just filmed a bit in Harry Hill's new Tea Time show.
Nice.
I played a Harry Hill version of Kim Kardashian. That'll be on Sky in September. Brilliant. That was a lot of fun. It was me and Gok Won, and I had a wok perched on my bot, and Gok had to get fish stock into my wok.
Right. Okay.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Totally. Makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh man, that's so cool. And then you're hanging out of the underbelly, and your show is 6:55 p.m. from the 3rd to the 28th of August.
Brilliant.
It is, and I've got previews in London and other places this week and next week.
Oh yes. Where are you previewing in London?
Leicester Square Theatre on the 29th at 7 o'clock.
Very cool.
28th at the Star of Kings, 26th at I'm doing this off by heart, at the Glory in Dalston, 25th at the somewhere else, oh Brighton, 24th on the Cutty Sark. So you know, there's if they go to hollyburn.org.uk,
yep,
or Facebook or something like that, they'll find me, or Hollyburn at Twitter at Hollyburn Comedy.
Bro, yeah, Holly Byrne, you're such a legend. And of course, James Acaster, who was on this very station, one of our colleagues for time here at FUBAR. Holly is literally one of James's favourite acts to watch ever. So take James's advice as well. Go see Holly Byrne up at Edinburgh, as Luke said, 3rd to the 28th, the Underbelly. Holly, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a while.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. Enjoy the sun in there.
Yeah, well, do you want to finish your line now that we're at the end? And we actually haven't put you so much on the spot that you know our stupid game.
Do I want to what?
Finish our game, so you can put anything in there you want. The start of it is, it's getting hot in here, so...
Oh,
and
right,
then it can be
I see.
Anything else at all.
Okay.
Are you ready? Here we go.
It's getting hot in here. So, hot. So get me a calippo right now.
Bang! There
Ooh,
you go.
Nice.
Calippo right now. Nailed Holly Byrne. Thank you
I'm
so much.
I'm not to find a calippo is basically what I'm going to do now.
I think that's a smart idea.
I just basically said what I'm about to do.
It's fine.
Or go and sit in that college show you were talking about and have a lemon, whatever you said.
One of those. That one of those ice cold Sicilian lemonade. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, enjoy Cardiff, Holly, and we'll catch you when you're back in London before
Thank
Edinburgh.
You.
Thanks a lot.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Oh, what a ledge, man.
So cool.
Such a ledge.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Ooh. All right, and coming up soon, Illegalize It. We'll give you a chance to let us know what's got you vexed this week. Here's the Blossoms right now, my favourite room on FUBAR, the Tuesday Roundup.
My friends tell me that I'm stupid and I should be alone without you. It's no fun. And I don't think I'm thinking straight. And I don't think I wanna wait alone without you. With you. So real. When you were mine, you were so kind. But you went and changed your mind. Now I don't know what I should do with you. You would tell me every day that I'm all yours and it's okay, but no. Don't know. You tell me you know you did wrong. You tell me that I belong with you in my favorite room. With you. Change your mind.
mine. I treat you so kind. But if you find another lover, picture me pleasantly, then I'll hold.
Lovely song there, Blossoms, my favourite room on FUBAR. Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke, sitting in for Doc Brown.
Sitting in like joinery.
Yes, like just like joinery, just Luke. Just like joinery.
That's what it is, man. I'm getting some good similes with some of those. Hugh, I got to tell you about this thing.
Please.
Right, I got to lay it down, tell you about this thing.
Oh, my God, do it.
Did you watch, this actually ate me up inside. Did you watch Melania Trump's speech in the Republican convention last night?
I did see a bit of it today, and I did, it just really struck me as just, what an inspiring speech. That's how it struck me.
Just really original speech. Like, wow. She didn't copy. Like, you'd never heard any of those words before.
Well, definitely not. You know? I mean, being Donald Trump's wife, obviously that's pretty important.
Just pure original. She hadn't plagiarized anyone.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not. Well, I mean, there was a couple of people, sure, that said, you know, look, it was kind of similar to, what was it? They said it was like kind of similar to Michelle Obama's.
Similar to Michelle Obama's, yeah.
But
similar to Michelle Obama's.
Surely not word for word.
Not word for word similar. That can't be. It can't be plagiarized so badly that if you wrote it as an essay in university, you'd get expelled.
I mean, you probably would. It was
it was pretty close.
Put it this way, I don't think the court case wouldn't have gone on as long as, say, Pharrell and Robin Thicke and Marvin Gaye's family. I think it would have been a lot shorter than that.
A lot shorter.
It would have been a lot shorter.
It would have just been like, you just said the same thing, dude.
Yeah.
You said the same words.
Can you believe she
what
did that?
What are you doing? I couldn't believe it.
How the fuck could she do that, man? She literally gave a speech that was literally
the
word
same.
For word identical as Michelle Obama. Speech, but because when did Michelle Obama make that speech though?
At her inauguration.
Oh, so like 12 years ago?
Yeah.
So she's probably thinking, no one's going to remember.
No one's going to remember. No one's going to remember. I'm going to say the same words. It killed me. Thankfully, we got it right here, and we got a little thing going on.
We got a couple of guitars. We've got the actual speech. We've got it. We've also got it edited with Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
And also.
Melania's
wrong. And we got literally both speeches chopped together, so you can decide for yourself how word for word this is.
With the power of music.
With the power of music, of course.
You ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Brock and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life.
The values that you work hard for what you want in life.
That your word is your bond, that you do what you say you're gonna do.
That your word is your bond.
I wrote that speech all by myself.
All by myself.
I did not copy no one else.
No one else, oh yeah.
Those words, they're all my own.
Seriously, guys, I wrote them this morning.
Not Michelle.
Michelle who?
Michelle Obama.
Never heard of her before.
And you do what you say and keep your promise.
That you treat people with dignity and respect.
That you treat people with respect.
And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation.
And we
I
need to
pass... All by myself.
All by myself.
I did not copy no one else.
Did not copy no one else.
No, those words, they're on my own.
I promise I wrote it this morning.
Not Michelle.
Michelle who?
Michelle Obama.
Do you know there's some other great lines that she's very famous for, Marie? Did you know?
Yeah, like
she,
what?
She said a lot of things. Like she said the very famous line, "You're a wizard, Harry." Do you remember?
Melania Trump.
That was Melania Trump. It was.
Hey, you shall not pass.
Melania Trump.
Hey, wait for this one. If you got a Pokeball, that's a Pikachu.
And I don't know if you saw her speech she just gave a couple of hours ago as well. It was so inspiring. She stood up and she said, I have a dream. And everyone's like, Melania, you are amazing.
We will fight them on the beaches.
I wrote that speech all by myself. She's such a dick.
Amazing.
Oh,
dude.
All right, Illegalizer, we're going to jump into that up next, right after Clay. Stay calm on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Clay, stay calm.
We've got some good songs going on this afternoon.
FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke with you. Luke sitting in for Doc Brown this week.
Sitting in like a sentinel.
Oh, God, that was fun. What is that? We were just, because we just did obviously a little song there about
Melania Trump.
Do you know what? It was so hard to remember her name because I had never heard of her in my life until I saw that she had literally word for word plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech when I saw that this morning.
Just killed me. But also, like, there's something about her delivery. She makes it sound like it's like a. She makes you sound so evil. Whereas Michelle Obama's version was like, you sort of, she just meant it.
Yeah, yeah. Sounded sincere, but yeah. I've forgotten her name again, Melania.
Melania Trump. You know that
name. Hers sounded somehow sounded like a threat. Like it was kind of threatening the way that she delivered her speech.
It did, didn't it? Oh, it did. God. It was more like, where are the troops?
Yeah.
Where are the soldiers?
Oh,
when
God.
Can we put the curfew in?
It's all gone to shit, isn't it? I tell you what, this is going to be a good one, though, because we do need to jump in this now.
Oh, hell no!
Legalize. just ill.
Legalize it, yeah.
Legalize it, giving you the chance to let us know what's got you vexed this week. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com, and you can ban literally anything you want. We will ban it for you. I mean, I would like to ban all these really, really scary politicians that just seem to be taking over. I mean, it's always... I mean, I'm not very big on politics, as we know.
Yeah, yeah.
But because I'm not a learned man, Luke. I'm just very friendly. That's why I get work.
You've just got great interpersonal skills.
Just go
no real learning.
No real learning.
No real academic meat.
No, no. None at all. No. None at all. You don't need that when you've got a firm shake and a smile.
And a good set of hair.
That's what my very broke mammy always told me.
You, my boy, just need some interpersonal skills.
But, man, just all of these really, really scary politicians just seem to be jumping into power, and it just seems like everything,
no man,
all corners of the world are just really, really turning to shit, man.
Yeah,
I want to ban really, really scary politicians getting too many powers.
Let's ban it.
I'm
cool.
Frightened, man. I'm frightened.
Cool. I'm gonna throw in one, man. I want to ban sharp swords.
What? Are you crazy? I mean, okay. I mean, we can do it, but I think you're kind of crazy, man.
We need to get rid of them, man, because I think politicians, you know, it gets easier for them the more evil they get to grab a sharp sword.
Yeah.
And take it to the street.
Yeah.
So I want to ban that because they're preemptively.
Yeah.
I want to strike while the iron is hot.
Oh, gosh. So but not the sword. Not while the sword is hot. Because a sword would be hot on a day like today.
Ooh, yeah, it would be. It's not the day to have a sword fight.
Very political show.
Ooh.
I mean, we had a song by Frank Turner.
Yeah.
Thatcher fucked the kids.
Yeah.
We had a song about Manamana Trump.
Melania Trump. Yeah. Manamana.
And now we're banning sketchy politicians because of swords.
Yeah. Or just them using swords. I think they might. I think they might. Erdogan in Turkey is like... Cool. Great coup.
Yep.
Great coup.
Right. Yeah.
That was a good coup, apart from the fact it didn't work.
Apart from the fact.
And he's just gone, cool. I'm just going to use my sword.
I'm going to use my sword. I'm going to arrest everybody. Everyone's arrested.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm taking my bat and my ball. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Fucking no one's playing. That's it. No one's playing cricket now. I'm going home. I'm going home. That's it.
Have you ever thought about starting a coup, Hugh?
No, just because of my name, Hughes Coup. Just like no Hughes one would coup. Take it seriously.
Let's ban coups then.
Okay, done. Absolutely gone.
Bad.
Banning coups altogether. Banning coups.
Don't need them.
Now, this is a bit of a curious one, but I want to. I just don't know if this is right to ban. But when it does get a bit hot as well, and I saw several people even when I was coming here that were all wearing socks and sandals. Now, normally I'm very liberal when it comes to hey, wear whatever you want. Hey, wear whatever you want. But I think I'm going to ban socks and sandals because I just think when they get home, it's going to be someone else's problem. That is massively going to be someone else's...
What?
Let
is,
your feet
it?
Breathe on a day-to-day, man.
Let them breathe.
Let them breathe. Banning socks and sandals.
Take it out, dude.
Gone.
Take it out. Yeah, it's good to do that. I'll ban telescopes as well.
What? Are you just getting crazy now?
I know, man.
Why do you want to ban telescopes?
Because you don't know what you might see.
Yeah, but isn't that the point?
Yeah, but you want to have a level of censorship.
You really don't like change. Do
I don't like change.
You really
coups,
don't like change.
Swords and telescopes.
Whoa!
I want them banned.
Yeah. Hey, this isn't about me.
Hey,
if you want to ban telescopes, that's totally fine. We can do that.
We've got a couple of requests. Should we hit a few requests?
Of course,
we got some.
100%.
Jerry, I want to ban sun. He says, "Give me snow anytime."
Well, Jerry's got a point here, because even though people complain about the rain and the weather, a lot of people hate summer. Me personally, I'm a massive summer person. Like I would like it to be this hot all the time. That would be a good climate for me.
Yeah,
I mean, I do like the seasonal changes. But what do you think, man? Are you a summer guy, or are you more of a winter guy, or you're a springer?
I mean, I've got some good peacoats for winter.
Exactly.
And I look serious in them.
You do.
And I don't know, man, but I could go get some nice t-shirts. I'm out of t-shirts. I've kind of just got this one.
Yeah.
So I think I could be both. Yeah. But I've got a hairy chest, I think, like a 17th century baron, and that suits winter better.
It does, yeah.
So I have to take that all off. So I've got to keep that on for summer, but it makes me hot.
But I can imagine, though, that if you were swimming and there was some people around you drowning, like you might be that you know, that lighthouse, that hairy lighthouse in the middle of the water that people can just literally cling to for life.
Yeah, they would. They would, and they have done.
That really?
Yeah.
Does it hurt or does it kind of feel nice?
It feels...
Oh, that's good.
A mixture of slightly painful...
Yeah.
...and deeply intuitively satisfying.
Oh, right.
if you've ever saved someone with a hair that grows off of your chest.
I haven't. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Let me show you.
That's you why. Could save someone with that.
A tuft? You can't, who could you save with a tuft? I could save a sparrow.
And that's important.
Well,
the circle of life. Gaia.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's not ban that. Let's keep that.
No.
Let's keep chest hair.
All right. Yeah, we should definitely don't ban chest hair.
Right. Let's see what else we got. We got, oh, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Ooh. Okay. Yo, lads. Yep. Yo, Kelly. I want to ban Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody under 18 should reevaluate their life if they have that app on their phone.
Okay, we can ban it. But, I mean, I know people that are, like, serious gamers. Like, I mean, I see it on Facebook all the time. People that you grew up with and stuff like that or whatever. Or people that are serious gamers. I mean, I know a serious gamer who's, yeah. like, he's got a couple of kids. He must be early 40s. He must be someone I used to work with years ago. I mean, I can guarantee he is into Pokemon Go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A couple of my buddies went out Sunday and they were like, right, great, I'm going to go to the pub and we'll just go to various different pubs in London where we can find Pokemon.
Exactly.
So they had like 5 pints. They went and had a pint in each place. They caught a couple of Pokemon. Went to another place. I was like, wait, hold on. Yeah. That sounds fun.
You reckon?
I'd do that.
Yeah.
So yeah. But we do what Kelly says.
We can ban it. But everyone's into it. I'm not into it because I can tell you the reason I'm not into it is because I'm not a big gamer. I'm not a, like, I don't have games on my phone. I don't have a PlayStation at home. I haven't had any of that stuff for a long, long time. So I'm not into it. But I will tell you that we were in a cab, a couple of people from FUBAR, and we were in a cab recently. And we I'm not going to say who, but we went past someone from the station.
Yeah.
Right. Who were like, hey, we just drove past you. What are you doing? And they said, literally chasing Pokemon. And that was another announcer on this station.
Oh, man.
Literally chasing Pokemon. And, yeah, I don't want to dob in who it was because that's not fair. But it is definitely someone from Rizzle Kicks. both of them do shows on FUBAR, right? Oh, no, just one of them. Okay, there you go. That singles it out.
Nice one, Hugh. Nice one. Good use of anonymity.
Right? Like
great,
it?
Great, yeah. Great. Let's ban anonymity while we're at the subject.
Yeah.
Where's that? Yeah. Oh, hello. We talked about hairy chest, but we've got this one in from B. Hello, I want to illegalize hairy armpits. That shit smells on tubes.
Is it the hair that went banned? Sure, gone. But is it the hair that smells? I don't know how it works.
I suppose it's more the bacterial colonies that grow inside it.
Thank you. That's where I was going with that. Thank you. Now the science hour. We've moved on from politics. Now it's the science hour. Is that true, though? I don't know if it is the actual hairs that give you the BO or if
no.
it is kind of the
no.
the think, bacterial fungal.
I think it's the medicine that goes in there.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's the bacteria.
Because, no, I mean, fair enough, B. I know you haven't put your name on because we don't know whether you're a boy or a girl.
Mm.
But I don't want to shave my armpits.
I'm just going to keep using my Vichy deodorant that I paid £10 to £12 for.
Maybe that's what everyone needs. Just saying. Gone. Banned.
Banned. We got a couple. We got a few more of these. Jody goes, hello. I want to ban cocktails.
Oh, my
days. Had way too many last night, sweating like a pig now. Ugh.
I mean, ban them? Ban cocktails? Really?
We got
what are we going to do with all the little cool straws and the little umbrellas?
Yeah.
What do we do then?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me, but, you know, we got to do what Jody says.
Yeah, I just think banning cocktails is it's a little bit wild.
Well, it's sad because you can't mix alcohol anymore.
No. Mocktails? They were already banned as far as I'm concerned.
We just ban them just in case.
Just in case. Done. Banned for you.
We got Reese says, I want to illegalize jelly beans. They always feel weird in my mouth.
Now, look, we've had a few strange ones today, but that one, Reese, I'm with you 100%. I don't like fucking jelly beans in my mouth either, all right?
I don't know, man. That surprises me.
Don't like them, okay?
What about, you just have to curate what you put in there.
I don't know, it's weird, but anything like that, or little gummy bears, or any little things like that, little chewies, I love it. I look at them and I go, oh, I'm five, and I put it in my mouth, and I'm like, bleh, bleh, I'm not five, bleh, I'm 70, I'm angry, bleh. That's what happens, it's that quick, too.
True, man. I just think maybe you got to curate, but you guys are right, let's ban them.
Okay, all right.
What do I want? Gone. Tom goes, hello, I want to ban the law that prevents me from walking naked in public. I'm sweating here, man.
Okay, well, we could also do this for Tom.
It's getting hot in here, so
go take off all your clothes. It actually works with Tom. Nice one, buddy.
Nice one, Tom. Good shot.
Yeah, I don't know why that. Why would there be laws preventing you from walking naked in public? I can't think.
You could be a rambler, Tom. You could go from Land's End to John O'Groats with nothing but the hair on your face and the heart that beats in your chest.
Yep, as long as you don't have jelly beans in your mouth and hair under your armpit.
And don't stop for any cocktails.
Do not, under any circumstances, stop for cocktails and fly a plane.
Yeah. Those are the rules. Right, Stems so the
here
rules,
we go.
Tom.
Last one, and then we're out of time.
Oh, Roland says, I want to ban Mars. That planet is pissing me off.
With you 100%.
Yeah. Me too.
Stupid Mars. And that's why we ban telescopes, so we don't have to look at such a stupid planet.
Oh, that was smooth.
Hey, Luke Courtier, thank you so much, mate. You've done a stellar job once again. Oh, have you got any more previews coming up before your Edinburgh show lunch?
What am I doing? I think that was it. I think I might be at the Century on the 26th of July.
Yeah.
And then, no, that's it, man. And now I'm going out. I'm going up. Yay! I start on the 4th of August.
So excited, my brother. Love you forever. And thanks so much for sitting in today, man. It's always fun.
Dude.
So and we'll get our videos up soon of Marina Trump.
Melania.
I still can't remember her now. I think
you
it's
will
a good
know it.
Thing.
Be drilled into you.
I fucking hope not. Alright, we'll get that soon song for you. It'll be up soon on the FUBAR Facebook page. Make sure you check it out there. That's it for us. You and Luke, we'll leave you with LCD Sound System. Daft Punk is playing at my house. Enjoy the sun. Have a great afternoon.
Daft Punk is playing at my house. My house. I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. A bus and a trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. I bought this